Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here are some of the numbers in this down economy. The unemployment rate is now at 8.6% in Massachusetts, which means 13,000 people are out of work. Included in those statistics is Sandra Herforth of Newton. Herforth had a high-flying career in high tech. She supported her husband and two kids and owned two homes, one in Newton and one in New York. Herforth was forced to sell her home in New York, and her home in Newton is under foreclosure. She lives on unemployment and public assistance and tries to grow as much food as she can in her backyard. In our continuing series about people adjusting to living with less, Herforth talks about making major life changes.
My name is Sandra Herforth. I live in Newton, Massachusetts, and actually in Newton Upper Falls. I went from more than a six-figure income to basically just barely above the poverty line at this point. I've been unemployed since July of last year. I had to immediately sell my second home, had to shed whatever extra expenses I had. Then, you basically go through any kind of monthly expenses. What do I need? What don't I need? So it really came down to, okay, we need food. Have to pay the car. I negotiated on some of my credit cards. Some things you just have to let go, like my credit rating, I got to let go. I've worked in high tech for more than 25 years. I'm a double degree. I have a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, Bachelor of Science of Engineering Management. So at first I was angry, and then I was also like really upset at the situation. But at the same time, I knew that it wasn't me. It wasn't anything that I did or anything. And for a period of time, I was almost like paralyzed. I just didn't know what to do. And in fact, there were some points where I was almost to the point of, I don't know what I'm going to do because I can't afford to pay my utility bills. They're going to shut me off. This is in the middle of the winter. How am I going to survive? Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to have to live on public assistance? Because I went to get food stamps, and they said that I was a couple hundred dollars over the limit a month on my income. I was just at my wit's end of how we're going to survive. And I mean, even the people at the food stamps, they said, well, I hope you realize you may have to go on public assistance. And I'm saying, this is unbelievable, I mean, I've always supported myself. I've never asked for help. I finally realized that there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I go to the Newton Food Pantry, and I just actually qualified for the fuel assistance.
Well, why don't we go out to the garden?
Yeah, well, let's see. My father had about an acre and a half of garden, and we grew our own vegetables, and they would supplement with the meat and eggs. So I learned from him, but I'm not as good as a gardener as my father was. So I've got tomatoes and peppers and eggplant and broccoli and cauliflower and red and green cabbage. I still get depressed, but and I still probably don't get out and do things for myself as much as I should. And I also don't probably sometimes go out and be with friends because I don't want to, when I go to a party at a friend's house, what am I going to say? I'm still looking for a job. I'm still looking for a job. You go through like a whole identity crisis because so much of what you are and who you are and who you think you are is based on what you do.
Sandra Herforth of Newton was recently offered a part-time job at a financial services company. She also plans to return to school to study law. Our story in our Living with Less series was produced by WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov and Jesse Martin. To hear the other stories in this series, go to our website, wbur.org.